the sit-in that they were getting ready, you were telling me about the sit-in.
Oh, and then we sat there, and Art Markin was the chief police, and he came down, and Mr. Bill Simmons was there. He's a longtime Negro in Bremerton, and he asked him, "What's going on, Bill?" And he said, "These people don't want to serve us, and they don't want to serve any of the Negroes. They just want to serve the white people." And so they had an agreement then that the next day that Mr. Simmons and the president of the NAACP and the owner of the restaurant would meet, and they did, and he decided that he would serve anybody that came in. And it was nothing unusual for every restaurant to have a sign up, "We reserve the right to serve." And so, and that was the start of ending some of the segregation in Bremerton, especially in the eating places. And so people ask, "Well, why did you go through all this?" I said, "Well, if I'm going to live someplace, it's going to either be suitable, they're going to give, or I'm going to, one or the other, something's going to happen."
And then it opened doors for other opportunity for people
This
who
is
come
right.
behind you,
This is right.
that won't have the same problem
This
that you
is
had to
right.
have.
This is right. Because if you can't treat your fellow man right and try to help better the conditions for people that are coming behind you, well, then why have you lived? When I applied to work in the Navy Yard, they didn't want to believe that I was Negro. They didn't want to believe. I said, "Well, all I can do is tell you." And at one time, I had two badges. When I was hard in there, I had two badges.
You kidding?
No. And so, "How'd you get those?" I said, "They gave them to me when I was hired." They just don't want to believe that, And then when they met James, people out on the street, and they met him, some of the stores, "Well, y'all aren't Negro." They tried to put us in another race. They wanted to put us either in the Filipinos or some, not. They just didn't believe that we were Negroes. And I don't understand people that don't want to take your word for what, so.
Oh, God. I believe it.
Yeah, well,
Because
see, well.
Mr. Webb was telling me what problem he had with his wife
Yeah.
when she came, and she looks
Well, yeah.
Caucasian too.
Yeah. Well, when we first came to Bremerton, they were having a postal exam at the main post office downtown on Pacific. Carl Harrison was the postmaster. And I took the exam, and out of everybody that took the exam, I got the highest grade. So then they gave me, sent me to West Park for training. And I took my training there before they sent me to the post office in Sinclair to open it up. And I had an assistant. Unfortunately, I can't remember her name. And I worked there until one weekend I ended up in the hospital, and I was unable to go to work after that. So, because I was in the hospital for a week, and so I had talked to them and told them that I was going to have to give up the job because I was pregnant and I was going to stay home and raise my child. And so they said they would ask me to train the lady that was my assistant so that she could take over. And so that was the end of my career there.
Most of the citizens in that area was African Americans,
Yes,
right?
in Sinclair, yes, they were, yeah. I don't remember any white customers that,
That you had.
no, they were all of the residents of Sinclair Park. And I don't remember any Caucasians coming in.
And I guess mail came from where? All over the
All over the United States, yeah. Wherever the people were from, they got mail from there, and they came in to mail. Well, we had, like I said, postage, and we had postcards, and we had money orders, and anything you could get at the regular stations, we had it there. So we were, and the other lady was qualified. She got her training too, and she was qualified. She didn't come in it brand new. I just wish I could remember her name.
Was she another black lady too?
Yes.
So in other words, they put all both
of both the Negroes, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we were known as at mm-hmm. that time.
Yes.
The Negroes, yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
So that was quite an experience.
It was an experience. It really uh-huh, was, uh-huh. yeah. And
I see
think
so many.
If I remember right, I was the only Negro that took the exam down at the main station, and I got the highest grade.
Oh, that was great.
Anybody taking wow. it, and mm-hmm. so that's why Mr. Allison chose me to
do the job.
Yeah, mm-hmm. to do that. He asked me would I like to go further. I told him yes. So mm-hmm. he sent me training. Then it was part.